City of Powell River Council is directing staff to incorporate accessibility into the 2025 budget as its own line item for every department. At the July 30 special council meeting, Deputy Corporate Officer Jessica Leffert said the motion came forward from the Joint Accessibility and Inclusion Advisory Committee. She said the recommendation was that the city incorporate accessibility into the 2025 budget as its own line item for every department. Councillor Trina Isakson said the intent of the Accessibility Committee is so every department considers accessibility and ways to improve accessibility. Staff had additionally recommended that it be directed to propose additional special and/or capital projects for the 2025 budget deliberations that address and improve accessibility in alignment with the city's 2024-2026 accessibility plan. For every department to come up with a proposed capital or special project, I'm not sure that aligns with the original intent of the committee, said Isakson. I'm wondering if, in coming up with this recommendation, is the intention for every department to propose something? Could you speak more to why staff feels this recommendation is in line with the committee recommendation, and does it hit the mark of trying to encourage every department to consider accessibility? Chief Financial Officer Mallory Denniston said to create an expense for accessibility might create some confusion for auditors. We are working toward each department having a lens of accessibility when it comes to their budgets, said Denniston. I was just trying to marry the desire of having that lens with the general ledger and auditor compliance. I'm positive we can come up with something that ticks all the boxes. Councillor Cindy Elliott said having goals and objectives for each department, and having a lens for a particular activity such as accessibility or lowering greenhouse gases, that's completely different than a line item in the budget. Applying a lens for a goal is not the same as a line item in the budget, said Elliott. Do you think there is something completely different that might better represent applying a lens to each department other than the budget? Denniston said the budget is where the rubber hits the road and that is a good spot for accountability. She said perhaps, instead of specifying special projects and capital, each department can perhaps come forward with ideas that would likely have a cost to improve accessibility in the department. Chief Administrative Officer Lisa Bhopalsingh said by having specific things in the budget, council has the opportunity to show its priorities about what staff is putting down, whereas just giving a blanket amount doesn't necessarily help staff achieve council's accessibility priorities. Councillor George Doubt moved that the city incorporate accessibility into the 2025 budget as its own line item for every department. He said it was simple and straightforward. It invites every department of the city to include a line item in their budget discussions for accessibility, said Doubt. It doesn't say how much will be spent and it doesn't agree to spend anything. That will happen through the budget process when each department comes along and says here is the budget request for 2025. Council will look at it and decide if they can afford it or if they can't. This is really clear. It gives every department an opportunity, which they should always take, of looking at their operation, and saying, how can we make this more accessible? It doesn't guarantee any money is going to be spent. Isakson said her concern with the motion is that it doesn't align with accounting or auditing expectations. Council voted in favor of the motion, with councillors Isakson, Elliott and Earl Almeida opposed. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.